AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Hurricane Melissa is forecast to make landfall in Jamaica today. The powerful storm has reached Category 5 strength and is threatening to bring a 13-foot storm surge.
I have always had a great love of Japan and a great respect of Japan.
President Trump met Japan's new Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi in Tokyo. She's the country's first female leader.
This will be a relationship that will be stronger than ever before, and I look forward to working with you. And on behalf of our country, I want to just let you know, anytime you have any question, any doubt, anything you want, any favors you need, anything I can do to help Japan, we will be there. We are an ally at the strongest level.
The president also spoke to American troops on board an aircraft carrier. The Department of Agriculture says debit cards that people use to buy food won't be replenished in November because of the government shutdown. The AP's Jeff Mulvihill explains.
In the last few days, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has made it clear that it does not intend to fund the SNAP program, the nation's biggest food aid program, if the federal government shutdown continues into November. The announcement has left food pantries and food banks scrambling, as well as individuals. Several have told the Associated Press that if they don't have the aid, they're going to have to choose between groceries and other bills. There had been a push for the federal government to use some contingency funds to pay to keep the program running in November, but in the last few days, the administration has made it clear that it does not intend to do that. A number of state governments say that they're going to increase funding for food banks to help out, trying to use their own money to keep SNAP running for the recipients in their states, but they don't have sort of a technical mechanism to do that.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the arrests in the Louvre jewel heist and ongoing investigation.
More than 100 investigators in Paris hunting for stolen jewels and some of the thieves that took them from the Louvre Museum in a daring daytime heist. Four men were seen riding off on scooters with the stolen crown jewels worth more than $100 million after using a basket lift to scale the outside of the museum and enter through a window. Officials say two are under arrest. A source not authorized to speak publicly says one was caught Saturday at the airport trying to fly to Algeria. Both men are in their 30s and known to police. Meanwhile, investigators are analyzing DNA, combing surveillance video, and questioning museum employees. The jewels are also now on Interpol's Stolen Works of Art database. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.